It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Delta Police Department is looking for witnesses who saw an accident that sent a kid to the hospital with serious injuries. Police spokesperson Jamie Head says the accident took place on April 24th and involved a juvenile on a bicycle and a vehicle.
It's a very busy intersection out there at 1600 Road and I Road. And the time of day when this accident occurred, we would expect that there would be some traffic that happened. Of course, the accident happened around 6:38 p.m., and our detectives are seeking additional witnesses who may have witnessed the accident itself, those who may have been in the area just prior to the accident, or were through the area just after the accident, maybe even between the time the accident occurred and police officers arrived.
Head says it wasn't a hit and run, and the Delta Police Department isn't releasing any more details on the case, but asks anyone who may have saw something to contact the department. A decision from the Deputy State Director of the Bureau of Land Management has put the brakes on a Western Slope fracking project. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Whitewater is a small area off Highway 50 in between Grand Junction and Delta. Just north of the highway, Don Lombardi has a ranch in the foothills of the Grand Mesa in the middle of a valley.
I'm a native of Mesa County. I was born and raised here and spent most of my years on this ranch here and trying to struggle to keep it going.
He's been at that ranch for the past 53 years. He's the last member of his family trying to operate the working ranch.
We have raised vegetables. It's got good silty loam soil and has good year-round water. And I'm concerned about trying to keep it that way.
Fram Resources has been trying to drill exploratory wells near Lombardi's property. The Grand Junction BLM office approved their proposal, but environmental groups appealed the decision to state BLM officials. They looked at it and agreed that it was lacking. The decision was a win for the groups concerned about air quality or greenhouse gases, but for Lombardi, he was just worried about his water.
That is my personal concern. If the water supply was damaged in any way, water would become useless.
The BLM will now reassess the drilling permits, and it's possible that they could be approved again. The wells could go down, the oil extracted, and Lombardi's water could be perfectly fine. They may not damage the water at all.
It's kind of a roll of the dice, you know. If they don't, that'd be great. But if they do, then that's something that's damaged for possibly forever.
He says that possibly permanent damage outweighs the benefits of a few months or years of natural gas. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado's Senate approved a bill Tuesday to allow judges to re-examine cases of juveniles sentenced to life without parole. As Benta Berkland reports from the state capitol, the measure comes in light of a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court decision that said it could only be used in extraordinary circumstances.
There are about four dozen inmates in Colorado who were given mandatory life sentences when they were children, many for heinous crimes.
Murder is never okay. Taking someone's life is never okay. But should we ever allow a second chance, a second look?
That's Democratic Senator Sherry John of Wheat Ridge questioning whether lives are being thrown away. She's one of the main sponsors of Senate Bill 181, which cleared the Senate overwhelmingly. Under the bill, juveniles must serve at least 30 years before they could even be considered for parole. To be clear, not all of the inmates would get the chance either. Violent sex offenders, for instance, are excluded. But the idea is to put Colorado in line with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that said it's cruel and unusual punishment to provide no chance of parole for prisoners who were sentenced as children.
They want to be able to petition the court for a resentencing hearing. I didn't say get out. I said, should they have a look? There are some who would stay in for the rest of their lives.
If it becomes law, a judge could consider the person's age at the time of the offense, their ability to understand the consequences of their actions, attempts at rehabilitation, as well as the impact of victims. The measure has met strong opposition from district attorneys around Colorado who say it will return dangerous felons to the streets. Most Senate Republicans support the bill, but some do oppose it, including Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango.
There are many victim families who are now living in terror at what this bill could do.
They are re-victimized each time as they come forward to tell the story. Brings back all of these terrible memories. Many of them said those memories actually are with them every day.
But for Republican Senator Laura Woods of Arvada, the bill is not only about second chances, but acknowledging that the system may at times be too tough on offenders.
But I'll tell you, there are a dozen or more that went to prison for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Debate has been fierce over Austin Sigg. He was 17 years old when he admitted to the brutal slaying of 10-year-old Jessica Ridgway in Arvada. Woods said under the bill, he would not be eligible for early release, as some opponents worry, because of the heinous nature of his crimes. And also, Sigg was sentenced after the U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2012, so his mandatory life sentence is legal. Others sentenced after the court decision are also ineligible. The measure now heads to the House.
That was Benta Berkland from the state capitol. Oil and gas prices have plunged in the past year and a half. Bad news if you're drilling wells, but good news for your home energy bill. Colorado has the fourth cheapest residential natural gas in the country. Inside Energy's Jordan Worf's Brock reports.
Food and housing costs have been steadily ticking upward, but the overall cost of living for Americans is down. Why? Energy. Household energy costs, including natural gas for heating, fuel oil, gasoline, and electricity, have dropped by more than a third since mid-2014, according to new analysis from the Energy Information Administration. As crude oil and natural gas prices drop, the EIA's Jonathan Cogan says,
these do eventually translate into lower consumer prices.
To put that into perspective, the average household spent about $2,500 on gasoline in 2014. But this year, EIA projects households will save $1,000 on gasoline alone. For Inside Energy, I'm Jordan Werfsbrock.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.